Well, yes, obviously there are worries about England's batting, are there not? I mean, considering the fact that it's only just 200 that was scored in this game from England. Obviously, that took the match away from India. But otherwise, apart from Nick Compton, I think, who's looked a little bit solid at the top of the order, I think the middle order is a bit of a worry for England at the moment, especially Jonathan Trott. He's had two ducks out of three innings in India. But let's talk about that a bit later. I think there's been news that's coming out that Steve Finn might be fit for the third test. And I think the only player who, I mean, apart from the batting, a couple of batting failures, the only complaint that England could have from this particular test match in Mumbai was that Stuart Broad wasn't really up to the mark. Do you think Steve Finn could come in for Stuart Broad ahead of the Calcutta test?
I think he could, Chetan. I certainly would make that change myself. He's not. I don't think he's fully fit. He never really recovered from that heel injury. He's not been particularly well. And he's not bowling well either. And Neil Saker, the bowling coach, just this morning has sort of come out and said, look, he's not where we want him to be. I think the word he's used, he's not yet a great, because he's not able to perform as well away from home as he is at home. And that's been very, very obvious in this series as well. So for the bowling team to come out and sort of almost put Broad under very public pressure, to me, says that his place is under threat. Maybe they're hoping that he'll respond to that. But certainly, if Finn is fit, I would like to see him in the team. And I don't see any reason particularly why Broad can't be dropped. Whether he will or not remains to be seen. But certainly, for me, Finn in the side in place of Broad would be an improvement. I don't think India would fancy facing him too much either.